This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Thursday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has rejected claims by his former chief aide that he botched Britain's coronavirus response and is unfit for office. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
In a testimony to lawmakers, Dominic Cummings claimed that thousands had died as a result of the UK government's incompetence at the beginning of the outbreak. The former top adviser to the Prime Minister said the government's response was slow and chaotic, and Johnson failed to learn from his mistakes. Johnson brushed aside the criticism.
Some of the commentary I've heard doesn't bear any relation to reality.
The Prime Minister went on to say that the government and himself were put in a very pressurised situation at the outbreak of the pandemic.
This has been an incredibly difficult series of decisions, none of which we've taken lightly.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq off slightly. There's more news on our website.